Hello and welcome to my very first podcast episode. I'm going to entitle my podcast series Truth Matters, a piece, P-E-A-C-E, of my mind. This is Cynthia Beaudry, and I'm so excited to be able to share with you some of the things that I've been thinking on, some of my opinions, some of my experiences, and some of my stories. Well, there's nothing quite like my stories. And so I am really excited to share with you a little bit of the things that have been going on in my life. And I just want to just invite you to be a part of my journey. And this is going to be so fun. I'm super excited. For this first episode, I basically just want to do an introduction. Just give you a little bit of an idea of who I am, why you should listen, why you should join along. Mostly, I'm doing this for myself, first and foremost, because I have a lot of things and thoughts and ideas and opinions within me that just have been stirring lately. And the more I listen to other people and the more I see how loud and proud other people are with their experiences, thought, beliefs, and their opinions, I'm just like, no, you don't just get to tell your story, your side of things. I want to be able to share my side of things too. And I know that sounds a little bit narcissistic, but at the same time, God, Jesus, has done an amazing work in my life, and he has implanted in me a really beautiful, special deposit of his wisdom and of his spirit. And if I get to share that with other people, that's a joyous thing. That's a really fun thing. So that's basically my heart and goal, is first and foremost to satisfy a longing in my own heart to share what the Lord has been doing in me. And the second goal of this podcast is I have so many friends. Gosh, you guys are amazing. And you all move away. You are far. I have friends all over the world right now, from India to I have friends in Ecuador, and I have friends in New York, Florida, Alabama, so California, Southern Oregon, where all of you guys, you're all scattered abroad. And so I basically just want to take a few moments and just kind of share with you guys, my friends, some of the things, like if you were here with me face to face and we were having dinner or we were hanging out on the patio in the sunshine, and I would share with you some of the fun things that I've been going through or some of the sad things or hard things, you would love to hear it. I know you would. And since I can't do that because you're far and you guys are all scattered, I'm just going to do a podcast and you can follow along my life in the podcast. So how does that sound? Does that sound okay? I hope it does. I would love your feedback. I love your opinion as well. And I want you to be also interactive into these episodes and these podcasts that I'm going to be doing. So introduction, for those of you who are listening who aren't my friends currently, I hope you will be eventually. I am, where do I start, you guys? I've been a Christian now for like about 20 years, and I love Jesus. I grew up atheist. I grew up, actually not atheist, I grew up pagan. I grew up Wiccan. That's a story for another time, which it will be very interesting if you stick around to hear. But I grew up very liberal, very independent, very feminist. And about when I hit the age of 20, I just realized doing things on my terms really isn't getting me anywhere. And I have heard these rumors and these testimonies about Jesus. And I thought at that point I had nothing to lose. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do things the way Jesus says to do things and see how that goes. And in the course of that, my life radically changed, from depression, from bipolar, suicidal, Wiccan, to sanctified, holy. I mean, I'm still a mess in some areas, but we all are. But at least I have the joy of the Lord in my heart. At least I have contentment. I have peace. I have safety, security, boundaries. I have a beautiful family. I'm married now for, I'm going to be 8 years in December. We have a little dogger. She is a cockapoo. My dogger, G-D-O-G. She's a cockapoo. She's the world to us, Brian and I. So Brian and I have been married for over 8 years in December. And we live in Vancouver, Washington, and we have a wonderful life. We're a part of this church community here that it's in Portland, Oregon, and we do ministry and we share our lives with people because we love people and we love the Lord. So that's a little introduction as to my background. For the past year and a half or two, God has really just been sowing my heart into my heart a passion to empower women, a desire to see women walk in wholeness and in complete identity and fulfillment. I just love seeing women come alive when they realize who they are, who God created them to be, how amazing they are, how much potential and value they bring and they offer to the kingdom of God and the world around them. And so that's one of my passions right now. And I do a couple of different things. I mentor women. I also support missionaries overseas, women missionaries overseas. And also there's a woman in Uganda that is trying to go to college that I support as a sponsor with a beautiful company that I'll share with you about later on in another episode as well. But I just love seeing women equipped to walk out who they are. And so that's basically been my passion. Another hobby of mine that I've just recently had is plants. I've never, listen, I could never keep anything alive. Someone gave me friendship bread once, and the yeast in the bread, I killed the yeast in the bread. I couldn't even make the bread rise. It was awful. And so that's my history with living things. So I have had a black thumb until recently. I just challenged myself. I just felt like I need to conquer this area of my life where I feel so insecure, and just stepped out in faith and just made a lot of mistakes along the way. But that was okay, because I'm a huge perfectionist and I'm trying to get over it, you guys. So my hobby is plants. I love plants. I have an Instagram. It's called Planted with Purpose, if you want to follow along there. Anyway, so yeah, those are my passions. Those are my hobbies. Those are my likes and who I am. Let me know if you have any questions, any specific topics that you want to hear of. I love talking about spiritual warfare. I love talking about conspiracy theories. I love talking about the Word of God and devotionals and biblical theology. I also love talking about some theological things that are not kind of mainstream, like Nephilim and Antichrist stuff, all that fun and interesting and possibly creepy stuff that we kind of avoid. But I just love talking about all that stuff. I do have a lot of background with, like I said, I was Wiccan, so I do have a lot of spiritual, supernatural experiences in my background. And now on the redemptive side, as a Christian, also having experiences on the redemptive end, which is really neat and really cool, that I'd love to share with you guys as well. So let me know, what do you want to hear from me? I just want to share my life with you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. This is my first ever, like I said, my first ever audio podcast recording. I don't even know what they call it. What are you guys calling it nowadays? But Truth Matters. That's what I want to call it. A piece of my mind, P-E-A-C-E, because the peace of God is what passes understanding, and it's what is amazing in my life. And so I believe we can share our opinions peacefully. We can share our lives peacefully, and we can do everything that we can to live peacefully with one another. And I also believe that the truth sets us free. And so that's the reasons behind of the title that I picked. So Truth Matters, A Piece of My Mind with Cynthia Beaudry. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again.